Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, should I break no contact for Valentine's Day? I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing, should I break no contact for Valentine's Day? So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you will likely wonder if you should contact your ex on the day of love. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing 3 points to consider when answering a question, should I break no contact for Valentine's Day? So let's get straight into this, and point number one, you have something important to say. So point number one is going to be separated into 3 sub-points, and it's all within the realm of you have something important to say. So the first sub-point, point 1A, if you will, is that you want to get across the very important fact that you love your ex. You're thinking to yourself, it's Valentine's Day, I love my ex, I want them back, I need to contact them. Should I break no contact to tell my ex-dumper that I love them? Now, in my opinion, you shouldn't be doing this. In my opinion, your ex-dumper already knows this. In my opinion, if you try and let your ex know that you love them, unfortunately, you're very unlikely to hear anything back, which is going to move your chances forward of getting your ex back into a loving relationship. I think the absolute best you could hope for is that your ex-dumper responded by saying, I love you too, but I'm not in love with you. That is probably the best you could expect for. Now, of course, there is no 100% guarantee with anything that could happen. So maybe 0.1% of you would find success by doing just that. However, I can't suggest you do it because the odds would be so low, the chances so small and minute, I cannot promote the concept of reaching out to your ex on Valentine's Day to say I love you, with you believing that this is something very important to get across on such a day. I just don't think it's going to help you. Your ex-dumper ended the relationship because they're feeling a very low level of romantic emotional attraction for you. And unless it hits the necessary high point, then it doesn't matter what you say, you can't get your ex back into a relationship. You telling them that you love them is not likely in any way that we can even consider this to be the start of regrowing that level of attraction. Your ex-dumper likely knows you love them, but they are not feeling romantic love towards you. And you telling them your love is sadly unlikely to help your cause. So now let's look at point 1B, still within the concept of you have something important to say. And point 1B is you've received some mail delivered to your house and it is for your ex. So you've received some post, a package, a parcel, whatever it is, and it is addressed to your ex because perhaps they used to live with you or perhaps they used to get stuff sent to your house. Whatever the situation, you've received something that belongs to your ex and you're now thinking, do I break no contact on Valentine's Day to let them know I've received their mail? Well, in my opinion, the answer is no. No, you don't. You don't contact your ex on Valentine's Day to let them know this information because it looks very obvious at what you're trying to do. The reality is you're trying to have a conversation with your ex on the day of love. That is obvious to you. Deep down inside, even if you're not trying to admit it publicly, it's obvious to me and it will be obvious to your ex. Again, this is not likely to help regrow romantic emotional attraction in your ex-dumper's mind. Now, yes, you're doing something positive. You're letting them know that some posts, some of their belongings are at your house. That is a good thing. And I do believe that you should be letting them know this in the future, but not on Valentine's Day. On Valentine's Day, it looks obvious. It looks like you have an agenda. This isn't going to help you. However, if you wait a few days beyond this, then of course you can let them know. However, please only let them know if it is absolutely vital. If it's some junk mail, if it's something you know they don't need, don't let them know. Why are you reaching out? Again, we know why you're reaching out deep down, but you need to ask yourself that. You should only be breaking no contact if something is very important, such as a bill, a receipt, an important package that is truly, genuinely important. But even if it is something which fits into these categories, don't let them know on Valentine's Day unless they absolutely need to know on the 14th of February, because if they don't, then some type of trouble or bother will take place. Of course, if that is the case, then yes, let them know. But is it likely to be? Is it likely to be something really, really important that they absolutely need to have, know, understand, read, whatever it may be, on Valentine's Day? I don't think that's likely. So ask yourself whether A, if it's very important for them to know anyway, on any day, and B, whether or not they really need it to be on Valentine's Day. I don't think they do. Maybe it's important enough for them to know in the future, and that is a good deed. It shows you're stable-minded, it shows you're not bitter, it shows you're respectful, but you probably don't need to let them know on the 14th of February. You can let them know a few days later, for instance. You don't need to be contacting them on Valentine's Day with this excuse, which looks so obvious. It is not likely to help you get your ex back. So now let's look at point 1C, again, fitting into you have something important to say. And point C is something which might sound kind of unlikely, kind of crazy, but I've just given an example of. You've heard that there's going to be a natural disaster weather warning where they live. Now, that is just an extreme example of this extreme concept. If there is a serious, serious, serious bit of information that your ex needs to know, then yes, you can contact them on Valentine's Day, but only if it's absolutely vital that they do. Similar in a way to point number 1B, in regards to it has to be absolutely importantly vital that they know today, Valentine's Day, but not just concentrating on the whole postage mail kind of concept, but instead a wider concept. I gave an example of a natural disaster weather warning, as unlikely as that might be where you live, but of course you can fit things in which might be a little bit more realistic. If there's something which is really, really serious and really, really important, then yes, you should be letting your ex know, whether it's Valentine's Day or not. But if it is on the day, then yes, that is when you should be breaking no contact to let them know some information. But don't try and then change it round by asking them on a date or something crazy. Hey, I've just heard there's a hurricane going to be where you live. By the way, do you want to get coffee? No, you know, you've got to be sensible when you relay such information. Don't look like it's a deliberate ploy to try and get with your ex, because it's not going to help. It's not going to work. And if anything, it's going to put you further behind in your chances of getting your ex back. So now let's get into point number 2 and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number 2 is I think my ex might have tried to contact me. So when I say point number 2, let's break that down just a bit. I think my ex might have tried to contact me. Now this is a situation where perhaps you've received a missed call off an unknown number and you're starting to think to yourself, was that my ex? Was that my ex on Valentine's Day trying to contact me? Was this my moment? If it was and I didn't pick up, should I now break no contact to ask if they were actually trying to contact me, to say, hey, I'm sorry, I think I missed your call. How about we speak about what you wanted to? Should you be doing that? Well, in my opinion, the answer is no. Is it likely to be your ex? I don't think so. I can't guarantee. There is a small chance it may have been, although I would suggest it's much more likely that it wasn't your ex. However, putting that to one side, if your ex the dumper wants to contact you, they will try again. Now, don't get this confused with things I've spoke of in other podcasts. I've suggested that if your ex the dumper, for instance, reached out to you and you ignored them, then perhaps they wouldn't contact you again. Some would, but some might not. However, this is different. If they've contacted you on a withheld number, an unknown number, a number that they know you won't know is them, and you don't pick up, there is no way they're going to be thinking, right, I'm never going to contact my dumpy again. That was their only chance. They will know that you didn't realise it was necessarily them. And therefore, if they want to contact you, I believe they likely will try again. That is different to if they send you a text off their regular number, tell you that it's them, just for clarification, and then ask if you would like to speak, and then you ignore them. If you do that, there is sadly a chance that they won't reach out again. So don't get those things muddled up. It is important to recognise that if you miss a call or something similar to this, where you don't know it's them, and it probably actually wasn't, but you're trying to tell yourself it may have been as an excuse to reach out to them. If you don't know it's them, if it actually was in the small amount of instances, but it could be, well, they will recognise that you wouldn't know it was them. They will realise that you know that it's not their regular number, or that they withheld their number, or whatever it may have been. And therefore, if they really want to contact you, they likely will try again via another means in the future. So if you receive a missed call on Valentine's Day or anything somewhat similar to that, and you're thinking, that might have been my ex, I need to contact them, I need to reach out to them to double check. In my opinion, no, you don't. You shouldn't be breaking no contact to double check if you've missed contact from your ex. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website, www.dateme.tips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about should I break no contact for Valentine's Day. And point number three is my ex instigated conversation recently, but I've not heard anything since. So let's imagine that your ex-bedumper did reach out to you within the last few weeks, and you had a great conversation, but unfortunately, it petered out. It didn't necessarily go bad. It didn't necessarily go wrong. Maybe, in fact, you feel this is the best it's actually been in a very long time. However, you've not heard from them since. Should you break no contact now at this point to reach out to your ex on Valentine's Day? Well, in my opinion, you shouldn't. Your ex-bedumper reached out to you recently, and that's wonderful. You had some conversation which you believe to have gone well and been good. That's wonderful as well. But if your ex-bedumper and yourself haven't tried to take things forward yet from those conversations, then I don't suggest you reach out yet. Now, maybe in the future, if your ex was to reach out to you further, and maybe those conversations evolved into you meeting up, maybe there could be a scenario in the not too distant future where you do instigate a conversation. That's not impossible, but I think right now it's safer to remain in no contact unless your ex-bedumper reaches out to you. Now, every situation is different, and you really need to consider the specifics of your scenario rather than the generalized situation I'm discussing now. That's why my audio coaching service can be useful, because we can really dive deep into your specifics. But speaking in a generalized sense, if you and your ex had a conversation recently instigated by your ex, I do not suggest that you're the first person to reach out on Valentine's Day. Now, if they reach out to you, then absolutely you should be replying. But if they don't, I don't think you should. Yes, your conversation recently went well in your opinion, and that's wonderful to consider. But did it go great in your ex's opinion? We don't know for certain. But if you feel a good vibe, there's no reason to think that it didn't. Maybe it did go as well in their mind as it did in yours. And perhaps the only reason you haven't heard from them since is because they're really, really trying to consider to themselves, am I the right person for my dumpy right now still? And are they still the right person for me? You've had a conversation. You've both evolved, no doubt, since your relationship. They're probably evaluating the situation. So should you. Because if your ex-bedumper reaches out again, this could be a moment where perhaps you start to arrange maybe meeting up again. And that could be something very, very exciting, but only if it's something that you both want. Really think about whether you think your ex-bedumper is right for you, because they're probably thinking right now if you are still right for them. You know, of course, they'll be changing their mind since the breakup. It's a big deal for them. They're having some time out. It could actually be a test. If you've been dumped because you were needy, or perhaps you were needy post-breakup, then this could be a scenario where your ex-bedumper is thinking, right, we've had some conversation, I'm now going to pull back a little bit and see what happens. Is my ex-bedumpy going to become very possessive, very needy, very anxious, because if they do, then I don't want to get back with them. You know, I'm going to give them some space. I'm going to see if they give me some space. This could be a test. And if it's a test, you need to pass it. And the best way to pass it is to never contact your expert dumper again unless they contact you first. That is how I would suggest you move forward in most instances. Now, if and when they reach out to you, that's a different ball game about what should take place beyond this. And of course, I'm speaking generalized. Remember, your unique situation might have specifics, which is somewhat different to the generalized content. So please consider your position more than just the generalized. But if you're not really sure, if you don't really understand what's best to do, in my opinion, most of the time, if you've been dumped, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. If and when they do contact you, that is when you can try and grow things. And this fits in for Valentine's Day as well. So even if you had a conversation only last week, instigated by your ex, it really went well, in my opinion, it would be adding too much pressure and stress if you were to text your ex, Happy Valentine's Day. They might not be ready for that. Maybe part of their mind is considering getting back together and the other part of their mind isn't. If you sent them Happy Valentine's Day, it might freak them out. They might think, I'm not looking for romance right now. This is too quick. This is too heavy. I just wanted a conversation. What's going on? Now, I'm not saying they're right to jump to such conclusions, but they might. So leave it to them. If they reach out to you, respond. If they don't, then I don't suggest you contact them on Valentine's Day. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.